Ride along each week as we share proven strategies to strengthen your business, energize your team, and create the business success you've been dreaming about. And now, here's your host, Rich Allen.
Would you like to avoid the dumb mistakes that sabotage growth, profits, and business success? Welcome to the Ultimate Business Tune-Up Podcast, where our one and only goal is to help you tune up your business so you can have the long-lasting success and fulfillment that comes from owning a solid, profitable, and sustainable business. Each week, we dive deep into a single topic related to improving your business, improving your team engagement, or improving your relationship with your customers. Today, I want to share a powerful business book with you that I'm confident will become one of your all-time favorite business resources. I say that with confidence because I not only know the author personally, but I've shared this particular book with several of my clients, and I can safely say that nearly every one of them has said that this is the most impactful business book they've ever read. The book is titled The Road Less Stupid, written by Keith Cunningham. I'm not sure about you, but the book title itself, The Road Less Stupid, is one that's hard to forget when you hear it. And who among us doesn't want to avoid the stupid road when it comes to our business? Honestly, that's what we're doing together, trying to solve the biggest challenges in owning and running a business, and along the way, take the best path forward to success rather than getting stuck riding down the stupid road, one full of potholes, dangers, and pitfalls. Well, today's your lucky day because I'm going to introduce you to a resource that you'll want to have handy as you navigate your path forward to success. And it answers the big question that I'm asking this week, which is, would you like to avoid the dumb mistakes that sabotage growth, profits, and business success? If you're not familiar with the author, Keith Cunningham, let me share a bit of his background. Keith's been an entrepreneur for well over 50 years now. He not only does business deals himself, but he teaches entrepreneurs how to buy businesses, improve businesses, and sell businesses. I met Keith when I was attending a conference in Sydney, Australia. He was the keynote speaker for the event, and as part of his presentation, he made the claim that he could teach us more in 4 days than we could learn in a 2-year MBA program at a university or college. And since I had just completed my MBA, I thought it would be interesting to take him up on his offer. So I signed up for his 4-day business mastery course and booked my reservations to spend 4 days in Austin, Texas, where he lived with his wife, Sandy. I'll spare you the details of the course he taught, other than to say that I did indeed learn far more in the 4 days I spent with Keith than I did in my 2-year MBA program. Keith is a financial genius. He not only knows how to read business financial documents, but he knows how to interpret the results found in the financial documents and translate them into necessary actions to improve the business and grow the profitability. While he doesn't share this information in his formal bio, I did find out that Keith was essentially the ghostwriter for Robert Kiyosaki's best-selling book, Rich Dad, Poor Dad. Truth be told, Keith was Robert Kiyosaki's rich dad, the business and finance genius behind everything he shares in the book. Suffice it to say, Keith is a guy worth listening to and learning from, which is why I'm so convinced the lessons he shares in this book are worth more than gold to any business owner. To make my point, let me share just a couple of my favorite lessons you'll find in his book, The Road Less Stupid. Here's a quote from the inside book cover. Smart people do dumb things. Here's the proof. How much money would you have right now if I gave you the ability to unwind any financial decision you've ever made? It turns out that the key to getting rich and staying that way is to avoid doing dumb things. The vast majority of dumb tax in our life is a direct result of three things. Number one, generalizations, which kill clarity. Number two, obsessing about Oz instead of focusing on the yellow brick road. And number three, faulty assumptions, otherwise known as ignoring risk. Keith likes to put things into bumper sticker terms, meaning that this nugget of wisdom will fit well as a bumper sticker for how we should run our businesses. The bumper sticker for this particular lesson is, operators react and sweat, owners think and plan. Honestly, that may be the most clear distinction I've ever heard between the behaviors of an operator and that of an owner. Operators react and sweat, owners think and plan. Which behavior best describes you? Are you reacting and sweating more than you're thinking and planning? One way to tell may be to look at your calendar and see how much time you've set aside for think time. Chances are you don't have think time anywhere on your calendar, which may be an indication that you're not doing enough thinking and planning. Perhaps this is something you should consider changing, just in case you're headed down the stupid road without even knowing it. Here's another one of my favorites. I particularly like the chapter in the book titled, Oh Baby. It's a relatively short chapter focused on the most powerful principles to attract new customers and gain significant traction in any business. I like it because in it, Keith gets right to the point and he focuses on the most fundamental things we must do in our business in order to be successful. Keith summarizes his recommendations in three short sentences. Number one, FOWTW. Find out what they want. In other words, anticipating current problems, identifying current pain points, and discovering unmet needs. Number two, GAGI. Go and get it. In other words, design and build a solution for the problem, pain, or need identified. And number three, GITT. Give it to them. In other words, deliver a solution in a way that results in an amazing experience and flawless execution. Far too often, business owners start with an idea rather than starting with a potential customer's needs, wants, or desires. If we start with the gap between the solutions currently being offered by our competition and the frustrations of the people they're serving, we can find a solution that will fill the need and remove the frustration. Don't get sidetracked by starting with what we want to sell without finding out what they need and want. At the end of the chapter, Keith lists out 12 specific questions that we should think about during our think time. Answering these 12 questions will ensure we don't design, build, and offer a solution that our customer's not looking for. Here's one last one for you. Chapter 42 is titled, My Biggest Problem Is. Keith suggests that over his many years of coaching, advising, and mentoring, he's heard this said thousands of times. My biggest problem is, I don't know what I don't know. You've probably said this yourself. I know I have. But Keith's response is, while not knowing what you don't know might be a problem, I seriously doubt it's your biggest problem. A far bigger problem is that you don't do what you do know. This one stung me pretty hard. I found myself trying to say, that's not true, but in reality, Keith's right on this one. Here's how he said it. The reality is that most of us would be much further along if we simply asked ourselves the question, what can I do today to improve my situation? And then pick up the shovel, and start digging where we are while simultaneously learning new skills and tools. He shares that education without execution is shelf help. I couldn't agree more. How many times have I said that I don't share these business tips just to make you smarter, but rather to get you to do something with them? Here's Keith's bumper sticker on this one. Being addicted to learning is critical to success, but so is being addicted to the business end of a shovel. That's powerful. Let me end with a few questions he suggests for your think time. Number one, what decisions have you been postponing in the irrational hope that the problem will somehow resolve itself? Here's number two. What are you tolerating in your business that's sabotaging your results or is incongruent with your standards? Ouch. And here's number three. What do you already know that you should be doing, but you're not executing or not executing on a consistent basis? These are powerful questions to take into your next thinking time session. Wait, you don't have thinking time on your schedule? Well, perhaps now is the perfect time to stop, pause, and add it to your calendar. You'll be glad you did. Here's my recommendation for you today. If you haven't already read the book, The Road Less Stupid, go and get it and start reading it this week. I promise you it will change the way you think about your business, and you'll begin taking a better road to success right away. And once you've read it, and you're hooked on the teachings of Keith Cunningham, go buy the book for someone you respect and admire who's a fellow business owner. They'll sincerely thank you for this super special gift to them. Lastly, if you'd like to talk through any of Keith's thoughts, don't hesitate to reach out and ask. I'd be glad to hop on a call with you to discuss how his insights and wisdom can change the trajectory of your business. Now, before we go, two quick asks. Share this podcast with your fellow business owners. I'm trying to get these free business tips to as many business owners as possible. I want every business owner to be successful. This is my gift to you and to them. Thanks for passing this along. And lastly, please leave a review on this podcast. The more thumbs up this podcast gets, the more it will be found when someone's stuck or struggling and looking for advice. Your review can help make this happen. Thanks for joining me today. Be sure to tune in next week when we're going to discuss the Racy Matrix. You won't want to miss it. Meanwhile, if you have a question, suggestion, or would simply like to connect, shoot me an email at rich@tourtoprofit.com. Now go make it a great week, and whatever you do, ride hard.
Thank you for listening to the Ultimate Business Tune-Up. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes. In the meantime, find more resources at tourdeprofit.com and connect with Rich by sending a message to rich@tourdeprofit.com. Until next time, ride hard.